Welcome to this episode of KCSU Music Live in Studio. This episode features Chess at Breakfast, an alternative and experimental rock band out of Fort Collins, Colorado. Their psychedelic riffs go hand in hand with their frivolous persona. This session took place on May 4th, 2017, and the interview is conducted by Emma Holt.
If you are getting a rise on everything ever, but you get bona fixed, but you don't gotta pick up the stones and the sticks. Shake it off, stop breathing, break it down completely, lift it up, keep breathing, take it in, crank it out. You're still avoiding the day. We will come and wrap you right. Not one soul here's to blame. Surprised if you are getting a rise on everything ever, but you get bona fixed, but you don't gotta pick up the stones and the sticks. Shake it off, stop breathing, break it down completely, lift it up, keep breathing, take it in, crank it out.
Welcome back. You are tuned in to 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. That was a live performance of Whether or Not by local band Chess at Breakfast. Thank you for joining us. That song rocked.
We're doing it live. Whoa, we're doing it live. This is live.
Whoa. That was powerful. That is one of their songs off their new EP, The Gut Shawls. They will be touring live coming up later this month. Thanks for coming in, guys. That was badass.
Thank you. Yeah, we're that was actually the first song that we released at, like, as this current band. We put it out. Was it like August or July?
I think it was September.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. Yeah. But like back in early fall, and it's come a long way.
Yeah, it has. Yeah.
It's way different than it was on our single version than it is on our album. So it's everything's grown so quickly. So
I love that. And it sounded like that was a little special guitar solo there at the end.
Yeah, we had a little bit of fluff at the end there for everyone to enjoy.
Nice.
Fluffed it up for the radio.
Exactly. Just for you all here at KCSU.
That's some kind of treatment, I tell you. So just for our listeners who are just tuning in, I'd love for you all to tell us a little bit about your genre, what some of your influences are individually and collectively, and if you had to be compared to someone in a music review, like, what would you like to hear? What would you be flattered to hear?
Well, what we started off lounge rock, right?
Yeah. So when Caleb and I started this whole thing, we called ourselves lounge rock. I guess we can't that anymore. Yeah, whatever that means.
I don't know if that last song was lounge rock.
Yeah, these days our sound is really just hardened up a little bit. Partly because of Mike as a drummer, but also I think we've just evolved with each other over time. I think if I had to compare us to someone, I like to say we're a little Queens of the Stone Age-esque. Maybe a little Arctic Monkeys as well.
Nice.
As influences go, I think like a common thread between the three of us is definitely Pink Floyd.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, I would say if we had Pink to choose Floyd. Biggest mutual influence, it would definitely be.
Yeah, that kind of like psychedelic overtone to the whole thing and a little bit of experimental feel to it. I feel like that all comes from Pink Floyd and the like.
Existential
lyrics. I never thought that before, but now that you say it, I totally hear that.
For sure.
Totally hear that influence.
Yeah.
And what about the rest of you? Any personal influences or?
I guess for me, you know, it always changes. I think the bands or the musicians that have held up, I guess, in this part of my life, I got Portugal, The Man, The National, Arctic Monkeys for sure.
Your voice is very Matt Berninger from The National.
I was going to say there's an awesome documentary about The National film, and I love it.
Yeah,
I think musicians should watch it because it's very funny, just about his brother who's not a musician and his experience going on tour with The National and everything.
It's really cool.
Love music documentaries, so I'm always promoting those.
I think that's pretty much it for me. I mean, I could go on for days.
Right?
Yes.
There's so many. Some of my biggest influences, well, my favorite band of all time is Led Zeppelin. And
me too.
John Bonham is just an incredible drummer.
He's all right.
Meg White. But
he's okay.
He's no Meg.
I mean, his mustache is pretty cool. And is, you know, but... I think
they got style.
Oh,
you guys
yeah.
have style too. I see you.
We try to channel some
here.
Of their some of their style at times. I feel like with some of the tracks, but yeah, Led Zeppelin. I love Tame Impala.
Yeah.
I love some heavier stuff too. Like I love Tool. They get really their music is really dark. I try to bring the dark elements in with like more of like, you know, open and but like our lyrics too, like. Really abstract. I like to keep things abstract, so you know,
cryptic.
Cool lyricists like Maynard James Keenan. But yeah, I mean, those are like the big three right there. So
very nice. That's awesome. That just gives us a little bit of an idea of where you draw your inspiration for your band. And I'm also curious about the name, of course, Chess at Breakfast. What is the story behind that? How did you come up with it?
Well, I'm glad you ask. basically, all of the other band names were taken.
I see.
So,
Lucille's.
Yeah, so our good friend Summer, shout out to her if she's listening.
Summer.
And Caleb here were, the story goes anyway. At breakfast at Lucille's, and if you've been to Lucille's, you know they have a chessboard of condiments and things that you can use on your table. So they started playing chess with them, and the term chess at breakfast kind of stuck.
Just and, yeah, came out of thin air. And
yeah, and with more thought to it, like as we kind of started thinking about it, it's kind of cool because chess is a war, essentially. And breakfast is something that's very peaceful, tranquil, at least it should be.
Getting a start so, to the day, you know, yeah, feeling things out.
So getting sort your of day a, started right.
Yeah, sort of a juxtaposition of those two things, if we're looking at it as a deeper meaning. But
yeah, yeah. Well, and I mean, it all plays into the music. Like, we juxtapose a lot of different things. We have really, I think we have really good dynamics. So we'll have a very quiet beginning and then build things up and then cut everything out, mm-hmm, and then build things up again. Like, I think dynamics is one of our biggest claims to fame, even though we're not famous yet.
Well, you're going to be. Well, you are going to be. You're KCSU famous as of right now.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big deal.
Thanks to you.
Heck yeah. DJ Stardust. To do it. Stardust. Happy to do it. So that's pretty awesome. I think, Mike, you were telling me you're even maybe going to try and have some people playing chess at one of your shows, maybe.
That was an idea we've been throwing around. Yeah.
Perhaps getting mannequins to, sitting mannequins to just be still playing chess and or eating breakfast, even though they don't have digestive systems.
Maybe moving mannequins.
Oh, we could get some AIs in here.
Robots. Yeah. Robo chess players.
Really anything that can play chess or looks like it can play chess, you know?
Very nice.
Or if anyone wants to go on a breakfast date and have some live music and just happen to be on
just
stage
blaring, yeah, and yeah, not being able to hear your date
chess at breakfast, the live experience. I can see it already. It's gonna be huge.
We should start volunteering to play at chess tournaments and stuff.
Let's exclusively play chess tournaments.
But we only play till 10:30 a.m. because breakfast at McDonald's closes.
Got to keep it within those constraints.
Yeah.
Well, cool. So I think what you were saying about dynamics is very accurate. You guys are very cohesive. You have a lot of great volume that varies throughout your music. And I think this next song you're going to play is a great example of that. So this one is called Pink in the Sky, right?
Yeah, it is.
This is also off their new EP, The Gut Shawls, that they will be going on tour a little later this month. So once again, you are listening to 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins, and here is Chess at Breakfast performing Pink in the Sky live for us. Thanks again, guys.
Depended on suspenders and decay. It's insane game. Was it to maintain the thought, the recognition? Your love needs some ignition. Well, who does my need? Thank you. floor of my porch. You're the gasoline, and guess what? You're also the torch. You must be more than like a hacksaw. I ask for honey back door. My lips reflip flop flaps. They are no smack attack. Whose idea was it to call the dealer when I was aces? And you hate faces as well as tens, nines, seven, sixes, fives, fours, threes, and GD2s. That's how we lose. Whoop!
Well, hello, hello, and welcome back to a live performance with Chess at Breakfast, only on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. DJ Stardust here, just loving the heck out of this live performance today. Say hello, Chess at Breakfast.
Hello.
Hello, everyone. Okay.
How nasty that song is.
That was nasty.
You guys just slayed that song, let me be honest with
you. Thank you.
Pink in the Sky, that is off their new EP, The Gut Shawls. Check it out on Spotify, SoundCloud, and iTunes, apparently.
And Apple Music and Amazon Music and all the
oh snap. Yep, anywhere, anytime. So we've been going over some basic questions with Chess at Breakfast so far, things such as what are your influences and other band stuff, but I'm ready to turn up the heat a little bit and ask you some unique questions here. So
it's getting hot in.
Let's get to know Chess Breakfast even better. Let's get really deep into your souls here and see. So, a good question. I got to give a shout out to DJ Mean Beats, who our local director here at KCSU, who usually asks these questions for the bands. And her question is, if you were stranded on an island with three musicians or three albums, what would you choose? And you're welcome to work as a group collaboratively on this, but
we all pick one.
Let's work together on this.
And we should not split up.
Yes, stick together on the island. It's the only way to survive. But yeah, if you, what's the first thing that pops in your mind? An album you just couldn't live without.
An album.
I think we could all say Dark Side of the Moon.
Yes, yeah. As a collective.
To be safe. As a collective.
Yes,
yeah. Or animals. Really.
Yes,
actually
animals.
Changing my answer to animals.
Yes. I think we could all get on that train.
Good thought, Caleb.
That train. Mm-hmm.
It'll also teach us to communicate with the feral dogs and cats
and
on
sheep
and pigs.
And pigs.
Yeah.
On the wing, parts one and two.
Well, you really need to be communicating them with your, when you're hunting them down.
That's true. Yeah. Well, and maybe it could be a tactic we use. You know,
there you go. Mike's already thinking ahead. That's why you keep him around. I see.
But artists. So wait. So album.
Yeah. Either whichever is better.
So we've got animals. Oh boy. I think Caleb and I, and I'm sure Mike would love the album, like Clockwork by Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah.
Yes. Totally. 100%.
I mean, for me anyway, I can't live with that. Without that one.
Yeah.
So impossible. We have animals, we have like Clockwork.
And then
the third and final album for your island.
The question is, do we Zeppelin have record? A turntable on this island?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I think it was musicians, but we're going with album.
It's a turntable that doesn't need electricity to run.
Righteous.
It's an infinite turntable.
Yeah,
exactly.
It turns forever.
It's the the heavenly turned.
So I think a Led Zeppelin album would be safe.
Yeah.
For sure.
For sure.
My pick would be Led Zeppelin 1. Sure. I don't know about y'all.
I'm cool with that, even though it's all covers.
Right? Well, it's a Down and Dirty Blues album.
It doesn't matter if it's covers. Four,
dude, you got to love the first album, you know? Yeah, and later you guys are going to be looking back at this album and saying... Man, I really like Chess at Breakfast 1.
Yeah. Chess at Breakfast I.
The first Chess at Breakfast. Nice.
Yes.
Cool. Well, great albums. I am a fan of all those. I don't think I would mind being stranded on that island with you guys.
It's going to be a happening island.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool.
Popping. It's going to be rocking.
We don't have food or drink, but, you know,
we've got a turntable.
We've got three albums.
We're working on our distillery, and we're trying to figure out a nice new restaurant, but I don't know.
we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Yeah.
So I also, another question that kind of goes hand in hand with that I'm always interested to hear is, if you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you go? And everyone seems to enjoy travel for the most part, so I think almost everyone can think of at least somewhere they'd like to go.
I've had an inkling to go to Iceland. Nice. I didn't see all these pictures of it, and if you've seen The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, there are some great shots of it. It just looks very beautiful, and as untampered with by humans as a place can be these days.
Yeah.
So... I don't know. That would be my pick, I think.
Pristine.
Very cool.
Pristine.
Iceland.
Yeah.
I think
Northern European countries would be dope.
Totally.
Oh, yeah. I think Japan for me, probably, yeah.
Jiro.
The Team Japan.
I really like the culture there.
Nogashidai.
Yeah.
So unique. So cool.
Yeah, it really is. And it's so different than this. If you're going to go somewhere, might as well, you know, go as far as you can.
Yep.
Both, you know.
Totally.
Physically, culturally, however.
Mm. 100%. I would love to go to Japan, dude. Yeah. Like, I'm trying to work towards that. We'll see. Someday. Yeah. We'll tour to Japan.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So,
Cheeto tour.
Chess at Breakfast tour. Iceland, Japan.
Yeah.
Going down in the
just those two countries.
Yeah,
that's it. Iceland.
Just islands.
Very obscure.
One day.
Island tour.
United
Let's
Arab Emirates. I mean, the Caribbean.
Okay, I definitely want to be your roadie for the island tour, so...
It's a cruise.
Count me hired.
Cruise at Breakfast. We only serve breakfast food on the cruise.
And you can only play chess. That's the only game.
That's the only activity that's allowed.
There's no movie showings. There's concerts, but it's only us.
Also, the musical chess is allowed.
Yes, musical chess.
We will allow that.
Yeah.
Well, awesome.
I definitely would do Japan as well, but also New Zealand. I want to go to New Zealand really bad, and honestly, it's part of it's because of the Lord of the Rings, like just the scenery in those movies. Like, I just kind of want to go explore New Zealand because it's just a beautiful place.
It's the closest thing to Middle Earth on Earth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's ironically not near the equator.
It is not.
You gotta stop. Hey. You gotta stop by Australia on your way to New Zealand too.
Hey,
Australia is like up there for me, so.
It's actually pretty dumb.
So we'll fly to Australia, and then you'll hop off in Australia, and then I'll keep going.
Sweet. I'm ready. Chess at Breakfast. Let's do it. So my last question of these very difficult, deeply challenging questions is, finally, what is your spirit animal? I think this says a lot about a person.
Mine is a wolf, for sure. I have one tattooed on my calf.
Very nice.
I feel very in tune with the spirit of the wolf.
That's a good one.
Hungry like the wolf.
And always hungry like the wolf.
That's pretty awesome.
Where's the food?
But really is.
But
are there like snacks in here?
The Talon is hungry. Please.
I guess I'm going to go with a Reuben sandwich. That is my spirit animal.
If you know Caleb,
you know
that that's very accurate.
Spirit animals do not have to be limited to animals.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Dare to dream.
Caleb loves a good old Reuben.
Oh, I'm on a quest.
Yeah. Caleb has an Instagram page where he rates different Reuben sandwiches.
I rate different Reuben sandwiches.
Do you really?
I do.
Oh my God.
Have you ever had a 5-star Reuben?
Oh. Well, I rate them on a 10 scale.
Oh.
Because, let's be real, they're Reuben. Well, I don't know why I do, because I've never rated a Reuben below a 7. Because
they're Reubens.
Because they're Reubens. So maybe I should switch to a 5. 5-star rating. That might be. We'll see. You know,
I'll consider it.
Yeah, we'll put it in the suggestion box. Yeah.
Okay, get back to me on that. But okay. Yes, yeah. So we've got a wolf, a Reuben sandwich, and.
I would have to say. I'd have to go with an elephant.
Ooh.
Because they're smart, but they're not. They don't impose their will necessarily, and they're mm-hmm. big too.
Very big.
Yeah. I like
they
to
are.
Be.
They're so majestic and you know, spiritual creatures.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Got to give them credit for being a sentient being that's not destroying the planet.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Shout out to elephants.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your continued awesomeness as an animal.
As an entire species. Well, sorry we're cool. messing with you
Do you
so
think
much.
There are elephants that are like, that suck, like as elephants? Like there are bad people.
Probably.
You think there are bad elephants?
They might have gotten weeded out by now.
But I really don't.
Natural selection.
You're
select.
Talking about my spirit animal? I'm not going over and saying, oh, do you think there are any wolves that suck?
Justin.
Sorry. Or any Reuben my sandwiches bad. That suck?
No, there aren't. I can tell you. There are not.
Oh, that's great. Well, I love that question, and it's always an interesting
question.
Array of answers that come from that. So I think we'll go ahead and move on to Chess at Breakfast's last song. This song is called In Hindsight. And it's also off of their new EP, The Gutshalls. So coming up after this last song, I'll have a couple more questions. And then we will wrap it up for this fantastic afternoon with Chess at Breakfast. So without further ado, here on 90.5 KCSU, a live performance of In Hindsight.
Trace in the mirror where skin cells have friends that hate them. That place in February eyes felt like a paradise, or better than this. You ought to know my animal I've been standing on edge since we found my fear. I cut them all off, but I can't seem to find a clean razor. You know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? You know. Thank you.
Welcome back to 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. That was Chess at Breakfast live here in the studio today on this lovely Thursday afternoon.
That's us.
That's them.
Here we are.
They
the
just
flesh.
Played an the awesome version of their song In the Hindsight.
Does anyone else feel like that song gets a little Radiohead-ish?
Oh, at times.
Oh, yes. I could hear it. Whatever it is, it's uniquely Chess at Breakfast, and it rocks. You ask me.
We try to rock. We are a rock band.
Bring in the heat. I said, damn.
I said, damn.
Damn, son. So DJ Stardust here hosting a little local performance. So stoked to be here. Chess at Breakfast is a local Fort Collins rock band, in case you didn't know. Inspired by Pink Floyd, Queens of the Stone Age, among others. And I've saved a couple last questions here just to wrap up our little interview and performance. So my last question here is if you could perform at any venue at all, where would it be? And if you have different answers, that's cool. If you have similar ones.
My answer is probably the same answer as a lot of people. Red Rocks.
Red Rocks Amphitheater.
Yeah. There's no venue like it in the world.
There's really not. I mean, there might be something similar that we don't know of, but since we're so close to it, I mean, physically and I think emotionally, seeing so many, you know,
it would be
music groups come through there.
It could happen.
It'd be such an emotional, trip to be playing Red Rocks. Right. To be looking up at that crowd instead of looking down at that stage. Yeah. It would just be gnarly.
Oh, a dream come true, I think, for anyone. It would be a dream come true to be a videographer there. No less a performer. I can't imagine what that must be like. But yeah, very cool. Anywhere else you'd like to perform in the world, or Hard Rock Cafe next week, or
I think the Gorge.
The Gorge
really
would be cool in Washington.
That's in Washington, yeah.
Washington State.
Similar vibe.
I've never been there, but I've seen lots of pictures, heard lots of stories.
Totally.
But
I would love to perform at a couple places. The Gothic in Denver is my favorite.
The Gothic is beautiful.
It's my favorite venue in Denver by far. And then also the Metro in Chicago. It's like, it's one of the venues that Smashing Pumpkins got their start at, Chevelle got their start at. A lot of Chicago bands have played there, and it's just a really nice layout, and I've got a lot of good memories there. So
yeah, hometown, got to bring them back to the motherland.
Oh yeah,
Chicago. Mm-hmm.
Chicago.
Very nice. And a question that kind of goes with this that I kind of like is if you could play as an opener for any band, who would you play for? Because that's always an honor to get to play with a band you really like or would be happy to play with.
You guys
with.
Go first on that one.
Mike, you go first on that one.
So, Justin, were you at the Tame Impala show?
I had a ticket for the Tame Impala show, but I did not
go
to the Tame
work.
Impala show.
Oh, okay, okay.
I was there.
I don't know. I knew you were. I feel like we could totally open for them, and it'd be a good match.
That would be a good match. Yeah.
Just thinking about the match of us with a headliner that would be good. So that's probably my best bet in terms of a band that's still touring.
That would be sick. You know? I think your guys' music would go good together.
Yeah, I would agree.
With the bass guitarist being a big factor, I feel like that's a big thing in Tame Impala. Yeah. And then the cool crashing bass. Drums a lot. Like. Yeah.
They've got that raw feel, but their newest record is a little bit more polished. It's almost like
way
disco-y at times.
Definitely,
you know?
Very dancey.
Very interesting. Yeah. And what is their new record?
It's
Currents.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes. Awesome.
It's
Love
their
it.
Current record.
Yeah, their first album I heard was definitely more rocky.
Yeah.
More rock album. But
totally.
Definitely. Well, cool. That sounds like awesome. And hopefully you'll play with Tame Impala at Red Rocks here soon.
Oh, man, I would die.
That would be the next few months, I'm sure.
Yeah, most definitely after the tour gets all wrapped up.
I think a band that I would freak out if we opened for, I don't know how well our music would go, but Glass Animals.
Yeah,
that would
just
be cool. I would fangirl hard.
They're coming to Red Rocks this summer, right?
Yep.
Or later this month or something.
Yeah. Same with me with Portugal and Man, I think. Yeah. I mean, sometimes I feel like we could mesh with them, other times maybe not so much.
Yeah, I think you guys could vibe with them.
We play our Sea of Air cover while opening for them and not tell them, and then they're like, well, this song was already played tonight, but the whole audience is just like,
they'd probably be
what
like,
are they
oh,
doing?
This band covered
how
our song better
they?
Let's just quit.
Yeah, right. How
That's funny.
Well, sweet. Well, I know you guys are the headliner for your own tour. Are you playing with anyone else along that tour?
There are
them?
A few yeah, bands. We have never met any of the We've bands that we're yeah. going to play with. We have messaged them on Facebook.
Yep.
We've met them digitally.
Yeah,
we have digitally met.
They all seem, you know, pretty nice, you know, pretty happy to, you know, be playing.
One band we were going to play with, but the show didn't go through. The James Brown Band
No, we're still playing.
Oh, we are playing with them.
We're playing.
Cool. Well, there's a band called the James Brown Band. Cool. And I love their band name. Yeah,
love James great. Brown. So
I love their band band
name.
Yeah,
their band name is pretty
That's
awesome.
Pretty sweet. Well, cool. Are you all working on anything else right now other than the tour? Or you've got some new songs in the works? You said there's some songs you'll be performing that aren't on the EP, so definitely a reason to go, I would say.
Definitely,
We have about an album's worth of material.
Just floating around.
Just kind of floating, yeah.
And we'll probably write a handful or a good chunk probably more before we record. They kind of just happen when we're practicing. We'll get going with like a jam or something, and then we're like, wow, let's record that. Half the time we forget to record it.
Yeah.
But
you
got
go
like
with
five
it
videos
sure.
on my phone right now of us like, oh, we got to record that.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have quite a bit of material just kind of floating around, a lot that hasn't really been polished up yet, some that has been polished up.
Mm-hmm. We'd like to get into a studio sometime, you know, in the relative future, hopefully, you know, like maybe get working on it after the tour. With our buddy Taylor, he works and produces engineers at a place called Coop Studios in Boulder.
Yep.
Nice.
We recorded a single with him, actually. Yeah. We haven't released it or anything. But,
Very cool.
So we vibe pretty well with him, so that's probably what we'll do for the next album.
For the record.
You hear that, y'all. Chess at Breakfast has got lots of great stuff coming your way in the near future. They've got a tour. They've got an EP. They've got a handful of other music just awaiting your ears. And their local Fort Collins group. So I'm guessing you will be around more. Hopefully maybe New West Fest or something like that. Also, we could see you out there. So we're going to go ahead and wrap up this interview. Thank you again so much, Chess at Breakfast, for coming in today and rocking my world.
Thank you, DJ Stardust, for having us.
Woo woo! You can catch them on their tour. Also, check out their SoundCloud. Check out the Concept Jewel label. Check out KSCSU's Facebook. And we'll also have a video of their performance on our YouTube channel.
And then also, DJ Stardust... 2 hours of radio this Saturday, isn't that right?
Check it out. Check that out too. Saturday at the Audio Sphere, 3 to 5 p.m. Thank you for the shout out, Mikey. And stay listening to all the great music that KCSU has to offer. All right, y'all, I'm gonna leave you with a goodbye from Chess at Breakfast. Say goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.
You were just listening to a live in studio an interview with Chess at Breakfast. Their EP titled The Gutshalls can be found on SoundCloud, Spotify, and Bandcamp. This interview is conducted by Emma Holt, also known as DJ Stardust. The audio for this in studio is engineered by Mina Rezai. This podcast was produced by myself, Joe Wood. And this was all brought to you by KCSU Fort Collins.